Welcome to another edition of Attention Please, Life in the ADHD Fast Lane. I'm Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. Today's podcast.
So that explains it. You probably know about the standard symptoms of ADHD, difficulties focusing, impulsivity, but you may not be aware of other things you do that are also signs of ADHD. People with ADHD can be sensitive to noise. For example, they can be sensitive to the sounds of fluorescent lighting. Yes, that's right, we can hear fluorescent lights. They make kind of a humming or buzzing sound. I'm not sure why this seems to happen more often for people with ADHD, but it can be really distracting. If you are somewhere where it feels like you are being assaulted by noise, excuse yourself and take a break. And then there's the difficulty with determining right and left. Here's a trick. Hold up your left hand with the back of your hand facing you. Don't worry, nobody's watching you. On your left hand, your pointer finger and thumb form a letter L. Voila, there's your left hand. Unfortunately, your right hand does not form an R. This hint may sound kind of childish, but it can help you if you're directionally challenged. And if you have difficulty with right or left, have someone else give out directions. I have sent my friends on scenic routes due to my inability to judge right and left. People with ADHD also have a tendency to overeat. We may eat too quickly for our brain to tell us when we're full. One way to combat this tendency is to eat more slowly and to make sure you eat regular meals. If you wait until you're ravenously hungry, you're more likely to overeat. People with ADHD can have difficulties with handwriting. It can also be difficult to write down exactly what you're thinking about. What you think you want to write and what you wind up writing can be two different things. One way to combat handwriting difficulties is to type things out as much as possible. People with ADHD are also more likely to have multiple marriages, although not at the same time, and are more likely to have strained relationships. Part of the reason for strained relationships is that people with ADHD have difficulty regulating their emotions. Mood swings are common in people with ADHD. They are caused in part by increased frustration. When you are working twice as hard as everyone else and just getting half the amount of work done, it can really push you over the edge, which leads to people with ADHD also having more anger management problems than their non-ADHD friends. People with ADHD are also more likely to have financial difficulties, like impulsive spending. They're also more likely to have late fees from not paying their bills on time. People with ADHD are also more likely to have speeding tickets and other traffic violations. They're also more likely to be in car accidents. And no, telling the officer you have ADHD doesn't get you out of a speeding ticket. It is also common for people with ADHD to have difficulty in remembering details from their childhoods. So now when your doctor asks you what your grades were like when you were a kid and you really can't remember, now you know why. Many of these extra symptoms of ADHD are due to difficulties with the executive functions found in the frontal lobe of the brain. The executive functions do jobs very similar to that of an executive at a company. They collect information and distribute it, keep track of priorities, and perform organizational tasks. When you have ADHD, these executive functions don't work as well as in other people. Luckily, sometimes just knowing that these symptoms are part and parcel of ADHD can help you take steps to overcome them. This is Dr. Stephanie Sarkis reminding you that ADHD can be managed. As a person with ADHD, I know that at times the symptoms can be overwhelming. But take heart. With the right tactics, strategies, and medications, you can live life to the fullest.